We found that last season they're a very physical side, and you know, they've got a real sort of core of players that have been there for a while now. You know, they can play different ways. They can play with three at the back, they can play with four at the back, and they can play with three up front, they can play with two up front. But ultimately, I think, you know, they've gone back to front fairly quickish and tried to then use the midfield energy to dominate the second balls. But they've been effective at it, particularly recently. You know, particularly early on against Wigan the other night, which we watched. And then once a game settles, of course, when you score, it makes it more difficult to then try to do what you want to do. You end up sitting back a little bit by human nature. But they're a strong side. You know, they've always been the same. I think last season they were very, very competitive all season. This year, I think it's always going to be a bit more of a different type of challenge. As I said, losing a couple of players, you know, in Ghana and not having reached there anymore, two big players for them last season. For the second season in a championship to go again, that's going to be a challenge for them. But, you know, they've shown the hallmarks of being a tough, strong, really difficult team to play against.
Does Simon Grayson have to do a similar job there to the one that you do here, in that you know that you're not punching your weight in terms of finances compared to the clubs that have got an awful lot of cash? So you absolutely have to wring the most out of what you've got.
Yeah, I think there's always different ways to do that, isn't there? Nobody ever says this is the right way, this is the wrong way. I mean, you look at their game Friday, for example, Wigan probably played far better football. Wigan moved the ball far better than they did, just like Wigan did against us. But, you know, if you look at where Preston are at the minute and you look at where Wigan are, I mean, that's no disrespect to Wigan. But what I mean is you have to find a way to win games, don't you? Regardless of whether that's really attractively, a bit of both, or very, very strong performances. You know, it's about winning games of football at the end of the day. So I think they've had to make the best of what they've had. They've had to, probably like us, lose a few of their better players along the way just because of the nature of where their club's at the moment. And as we all know, when players perform well in the championship, then the vultures start circling and trying to pick off all the best bits. So, but I think they've done a pretty impressive job. They've got good people there as well, and I think that, you know, they seem to be fairly consistent in their approach and their balanced view, even if they lose a game.